'Tis Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is reportedly trying to block the contract of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in protest of his suspension of Cowboys running back for domestic abuse and his frustration that he was not able to stop the racial protest by the players. Warren Stevens of Arkansas-based Stevens Investments used the offshore Appleby Law Firm in Bermuda to set up a company to own an online payday loan company to exploit sovereignty of Indian tribes to escape legal challenges. The company in 2012 got cease and desist orders and had to pay $8 million in penalties, having charged rates as high as 1,369%. The CFPB has accused them of deceptive practices and ordered them to pay $51 million, and they are opposing that action. Stevens has contributed $3 million to groups to stop the CFPB and produced videos to supposedly educate people that the free market does not enrich the few at the expense of the many. The Justice Department is reportedly preparing to block the merger of AT&T and Times Warner on the question of whether or not the parties disgorged CNN and other properties, a frequent target of President Trump. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the rate of suicide attempts among transgender people is 40% compared to 4.6% among those who are not transgender. India closed 4,000 schools in Delhi over dirty air since pollution was making children sick. The latest disclosures of the so-called Paradise Papers from the Appleby Law Firm indicate that numerous universities have set up so-called blocker corporations offshore in order to hide controversial investments that might spark student protest or other examination. These include Indiana University, Texas Christian University, University of Texas, Colgate, Stanford, Dartmouth, Duke, Stanford, and many other. Buried in the new Republican tax proposal is a tax break of up to $10,000 for wealthy parents who want to send their children to private schools. Pending arbitration claims that are uncollected worldwide are estimated at $3 trillion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.